right, everyone. It's 5 o'clock in Woodway, Texas, and this is March 26th. Planning and Zoning Commission, we have a quorum of members here, so I declare this meeting in session. First item number two is for public comment. Would there be anyone that would like to address, any citizens that would like to address the commission at this time, including items on the agenda? Comments can be heard with specific things in mind, and they'll be limited to 3 minutes. Would anyone like to make a comment or address the commission in any way? Seeing no one wanting to do so, then I'll assume there's not any public comment. Item number three, we have consider action on the minutes of the March 12th meeting. I think those were all emailed out to everyone.
I make a motion that we approve those minutes on the March 12th meeting.
There's a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Item number four, I would move pretty fast here. It's 5:01 p.m. I would recess the commission meeting for a moment or time and open a public hearing on the new City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan, known as the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. And so, John, are you going to direct us on that, or how are we going to handle this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I can. If you're just in a public hearing, I would say it's just going to be open for public comment, and as soon as we move on, we could move to the presentation.
Okay.
It's up to you, I guess.
So I'll just call on the citizens first and ask them if they have any.
Yes, sir. I believe so. I think so.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. If not, then I'll come back to you. So with that in mind, if anyone here would like to comment about this plan, if you would come to the front and identify yourself and give your address, then we'd be pleased for your comments. Again, I'm not seeing anyone that has anything to discuss, so there's no comments from the citizens. And I don't know that the city has a comment at this point. And I don't know that the commission members have any comment to make at this point. And so it's now 5:03 p.m., and I'll recess the public hearing and resume our Planning and Zoning Commission. So that's item B, discussion and consider action on the report recommendation to the City Council regarding the new City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan. Now, I know you're going to have to talk to us about that.
Well, the good thing is we have some smarter than me people here from Kimberly Horn that are going to give you a great presentation about what this is about. So,
would you introduce them? And
I can. Daniel, Haley, before I forget. They'll be walking us through this. They put a lot of work into this. As you know, we've met several Fridays talking about it, going through it with council, and they're here to kind of walk you through it and show you what it's about.
Good evening, Commission. My name is Haley Crothers, and this is Daniel Acevedo. Daniel was the PM on the project, and I was the DPM. We've been working with Woodway for about a year now on the comprehensive plan. I believe you guys got it sent to you about a month ago, so we're just here to recommend it to council and hear if you guys have any questions or have any comments. We can definitely take that into account and have that applied for the next meeting if it does go to consideration. So just the presentation we have for you today is just kind of going to walk through the process that we had during the planning process and then talk about what is in the plan and just see if you guys have any questions or comments. So just for the agenda for today, we'll talk about the overview, some of the engagement takeaways that was really important to the citizens, that was really important to this plan and making sure that that was folded in our strategies and actions, and then talk about the strategic direction, which is really going to be the meat and potatoes of the plan. What is the blueprint and the future for development in Woodway? And then talk about the plan overview, so those chapters of the plan, and then what next steps would look like. So that's me and Daniel. So talking about the schedule, so like I said, we kicked off about a year ago. We had kind of some initial conversations with city staff, talked to the police department, what were the needs, and kind of from both internal but then external. Then from there, we took those comments, we took community engagement and created a strategic vision. We had two rounds of engagement, so we had one initial for visioning, then we had a second to get input and more feedback, and that was a pretty hands-on conversation with residents of Woodway, as well as going to some community pop-ups. So we went to the farmers market and stuff like that, and I'll talk about that more in the engagement section. And then the vision framework was from August to February, so really putting the plan together, and then adoption is where we're at today. So like I talked about earlier, for the public engagement techniques, we had a virtual involvement. So we did have a web page, both on the Woodway website and then a more internal web page that had a virtual engagement map, and then a series of surveys. We also had in-person events, so we had one public input meeting, we had a pop-up event at the July 4th, and then a farmers market pop-up, and then a final public input meeting number two. For both of those public input meetings, we created it virtually because we know that sometimes it is hard for people to come out in person, so we also created it online to help for flexibility. We also had representational involvement, so we had a comprehensive plan committee that was the EDC committee that was very hands-on during this whole planning process. We had stakeholder interviews, so that was with members of city council, and then we had a diagnostic meetings with city staff and key stakeholders. Key stakeholders really just means people who were along Highway 84 who were business owners, or we met with the superintendent of the ISD to understand what are the needs for students from that standpoint, and then elected and appointed officials. So taking just a quick look at what are some of the priorities from what we heard during our survey, we heard a lot that the biggest strengths of Woodway were safety, parks and rec, school system. So those were some of the things we wanted to preserve. What were some areas that Woodway can improve upon? I think infrastructure is heard throughout a lot of communities. So how could we take a closer look at that from a funding standpoint and plan for the future? The increase of parks and recs, more support for small businesses. People wanted to see a diversification along Highway 84. And then what were some opportunities? So people wanted to see the lake activated, some investment in infrastructure and more entertainment. And then what were some challenges? This one was really interesting. So growing too quickly, losing that small town feel and resistance to change. So how can we balance growth but also being responsible with that growth and making sure that the people who live here don't feel like it's going too quickly and it's going in a phased approach? These are similar rankings just from our first public input meeting, and you'll see some of the same themes, how people feel about fire and police, how people feel about your programs and events, and how are they participating. And so we took that and made sure that we went to the farmers market so that we are reaching out to a diverse set of people within Woodway. And this is just kind of a word cloud of how we decided to create our vision statement for the comprehensive plan. So things that really jumped out were community and safety, local, preserve. So you'll see those themes come up as we start talking about the strategic direction. So some of the takeaways, again, small town feel, sense of community, wanting to preserve that, infrastructure and services, making sure that we really hit on that when we talk about our actions, events and programs and recreation, really talking about community, how can we really tie in the plans, actions and themes to community, managed growth, that was a really big one, making sure that we're growing responsibly and that we're using our taxpayer dollars in a way that's responsible and incremental over time. So the strategic direction is really what guides the plan. There's kind of four major components of that that you'll see in the comprehensive plan: the future land use strategy, the vision statement, plan themes, and plan components. And that flowchart kind of just shows you how they all interconnect and how they really start to build the plan. So first, with the future land use strategy, as you guys know, you're pretty built out. So there really wasn't much for us to recommend when it came to the residential area. So we kind of had to be creative with these future land use strategies. So essentially what we did is create three future land use strategies: preserve, which would be the residential neighborhoods. These would be neighborhoods that, you know, we really are looking at maybe sidewalks and how the residential neighborhoods really pretty much stay the same. Enhance would be those areas that have some opportunity for development. We're kind of looking at corridors as well as grow. So that would be the Highway 84 corridor and having a specific land use strategy for that corridor. The vision statement, you can read on screen. This was both brought to the general public as well as workshopped with the EDC committee. So where we landed was Woodway stands as a safe community that cherishes its small town feel and natural beauty, fosters a secure and welcoming atmosphere, and provides top-notch amenities for its residents. As we look to the future, we envision a vibrant community that embraces responsible decision-making that balances progress and who we are today as a community. The vision statement for a comprehensive plan really drives what future actions should look like. Really captures all of that engagement that we heard during the planning process. The plan themes really start to drive and are really the guiding principles of the plan. So the three main themes that we felt like were appropriate for Woodway that really would create a complete community was responsible growth, quality of life, and belonging. Responsible growth really talks about development. What does development look like in Woodway that's not going to be the same as any other community, knowing that this is a mature community, knowing that you guys are built out. So development here should look a certain type of way. So we talk about that in terms of responsible growth. Quality of life really wants to enhance the programs and recreation that is already here. We understand that people come here for specific amenities, so wanting to ensure that quality of life for people. And belonging talks to the community. So how can we make sure that people like that it's a small town feel? They like to know their neighbor. So really enhancing on the belonging. And plan components are your typical comprehensive planning components. So land use, parks and trails, economic development, public services and infrastructure, housing and neighborhoods, and placemaking. These are things that you'll typically see in a comprehensive plan. And we just talk about specific actions related to these within the plan. And then the Highway 84 corridor land use direction. This was a very specific direction that we talked through with the EDC committee and city council. This talks about how land use should be seen and developed over time. And this has a very specific strategy that's different from the rest of the city. It goes into pretty deep detail within the comprehensive plan and talks about design standards and what it should look like if it were to be developed over time. So speaking to the plan overview, so there are six chapters. There's the background, Woodway today, strategic direction, future land use direction, plan components, themes, and implementation. So the first chapter really just tells you what is this plan, why this plan was created, and a little bit of background and schedule. Chapter 2 talks about the specific demographics of Woodway today. What are the existing conditions, and what does that tell us about the future growth of Woodway? Strategic direction is really just that summary of what I just talked about earlier with the future land use, the vision statement, and plan components. The future land use directions talk specifically about the future land use strategies. What does development look like in the future? What is the blueprint of development of the future for Woodway? And it talks about that in depth in this chapter. Chapter 5 is really an overview of actions for the plan. So this talks about what are things that Woodway can do over the next 10, 20, 30 years. It gives a little bit of background detail on that. So for example, you'll have an action that talks about creating a comprehensive plan checklist. So what does that comprehensive plan checklist look like, and how can it be implemented by city staff? Chapter 6 is a matrix of all of those actions, so it tells you action type, the timing, so is it a short-term action, is it a midterm, long-term, consumptual cost, from a planning level, how much would this cost, responsible parties, so who would really be driving this, and who would be partnerships along that journey. So next steps, we're conducting a public hearing currently and potential to recommendation to council. For our timeline, we are looking about April 23rd, but that's all I have for you guys today. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions or comments.
You all have questions to ask?
Did you find the public...
Okay, you want to? You'll have to identify yourself and give your address.
Can I
ask one question as you're getting ready to do that? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us who Kim Lee Horn is?
Yes, Kim Lee Horn is an engineering consultant and a consultancy. So we're urban planners within that consultancy, and we work with it's multidisciplinary. So we have a lot of transportation engineers, civil engineers that we work together. In our office. Is that
a local firm or a...
We are located in Dallas. Yes.
My name is Dave Keeston. I live on Shadow Mountain Drive. I just had a question because I was at the two events that were here in the chamber and where they had all the really nice presentation and panels up, and people were able to make suggestions and everything, and It was really well done. Loved it. And I noticed that there were a number of people that made certain suggestions about senior activities and what could be done about seniors, yet what we were shown here, I didn't notice one single thing that had dealt with the senior community. And being that there's 48% of the residents are over the age of 55 here, I wondered why that wasn't included in the presentation here tonight.
Is it possible for you to answer that or comment on that?
Yeah, I guess I'll answer it in two parts. I think when some of the actions, in the comprehensive plan speak to kind of high-level action items that we would like to see for seniors. We talk about closing sidewalks. We talk about the civic campus. We did talk about the active... there's a plan that was done by Waco that we talk about as well and how that would relate to Woodway. Specifically here, this was really more of a high-level, what is the plan, what are the... chapters of the plan, so I didn't get into too much detail because I had about 15 minutes to get that done, so I couldn't go into probably the full depth of what all the actions are in that implementation. However, if we do feel like from a commission standpoint there is a gap in that, we're open to recommendations of maybe making that more clear in the plan.
Thank you very much.
Janelle, would you like to comment on that for the council?
I think she pretty well answered that. As you get into more of the minutiae of plans with programs and focus, there is more evidence of senior activity, but it's incorporated into the overall plan itself. It's not, I don't think the intent was that it was going to break it out as a separate initiative.
So it's incorporated within the material itself. Okay. I was just going to ask, just compared to other projects y'all have been on, was this civic interest generally the same? Was there more interest, less interest? What was Woodway like to the public?
Yeah, I would say you have a very active community who takes interest into these things, and not every community does. So we always welcome that feedback. I think it makes for better plans that are more reflective of your community. Because we went to not, I think a lot of communities are seeing a decline of involvement in just regular public input meetings or open houses, so that's why we did pop-ups. And we had a lot of people stop by our booths, and we had a lot of people, you know, we had a good amount of people take our survey as well. there was probably some double dipping, you know, people who take the survey, go to the events, and we see them at pop-ups. But I think across the board, we heard good input from, you know, a more older population, but also younger families who recently moved in. So I think that there was a good spread of people.
So I guess my question is, I mean, this is great. It's like a cloud in the sky, and it's just like you just pick up that dream, and you put it there. You know, it's great. I guess my question is how actually is it applied?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when a project comes up or an idea comes up for a project, then it's going to refer back to this plan recommendation for mm-hmm. that project. Is that kind of the way it's going to work, basically?
Yeah, so we knew that, you know, a comprehensive plan hasn't been done for a while, so we wanted to make it as implementable as possible. So our thought process was the land use chapter could really be used by developers, someone who were to come in and really want to understand, okay, if I'm going to build here, what does that entail? So they can really use that chapter. Chapter 5, the plan components, can really be used by city staff. It is a, you know, checklist of items that can be done that would really help the community and then gives you background and description of how to get that done. You know, you don't have a dedicated planning department, so understanding that this needs to be readable and something that can be used by not only city staff, but P&Z and city council. Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you got the Highway 84 corridor. That's the commercial development,
mm-hmm.
which eventually that will probably be built out.
Right.
In Woodway.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when, but it's coming.
Right. And I think
in the residential, there's not a whole lot left. There's a big development that probably is going to be coming up, you know, once they get it all developed. And then they got to sell the lots and, you know, build the buildings. But.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going to be in that as far as they're going to have an area for recreation or, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know until it actually gets together, I guess.
Right.
But other than that, there's not a whole lot of new room for development. I mean, the borders are closed. I mean, it's right there. On.
Yeah.
So basically, we've got a lot of people that moved to Woodway because it's a very desirable city. One thing, it's a safe place to live. That's number one, probably. It's a great place because it's a quiet place to live, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets a tone. So, you know, when you're planning for something like that that's already developed out, then I guess you have to start saying, well, now how are we going to spend our tax dollars? We're going to go to the senior citizens and build them a recreation center or something like that? Or are we going to go some more parks for the younger generation? You know, what do we do with our tax dollars? But I think in this plan, you've pretty well hit on it, that this is some ideas you might think about.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's kind of the way it's going to work, right?
Yeah, I think we took into account that you are close to build out, and so your future land use map isn't going to look similar to a lot of other cities because there isn't a lot of land left. But even though Highway 84 does have that opportunity for market capture, you shouldn't also turn your back to the existing residents or the residential neighborhood. So what do actions look like for them? And so that maybe looks like a senior center or multi-generational center, or that looks like closing sidewalk gaps or not closing sidewalk gaps. I know not everyone wants sidewalks in their areas. Or it looks like making more of a civic campus or doing intersection improvements. So that's what the plan tries to address.
A question.
Mm-hmm.
How much will
Can I interrupt for just a minute?
Yes. Oh, sorry, maybe a
pause. I just want to add to what she...
Go... Go ahead.
Are you speaking, Janelle?
Go ahead, Janelle.
Yes. Okay, I just wanted to add to what she was saying. When we looked at other communities that were of our size and dynamic and demographic and... What are they looking at? What are they planning for the future? And I think the overall comprehensive plan encompasses a lot of what communities are looking for today, which is a sense of community, a sense of safety, continue a healthy environment, things that they can do to improve the health of the community, whether that's activities or getting together or whatever the functions are, we are limited some in our growth and development because of where we're at in the landlock in the 84 corridor and some of the issues there. But we felt very much like the comprehensive plan was moving Woodway in the same direction that a lot of communities are moving in today, with the family, the safety, the health, the senior center or senior citizen environment. And so we felt good about the overall picture of what was being developed out.
I have a question. So, and this is beautiful, actually. It's like, I knew there was a reason I moved to Woodway. This will drive policy. This will be used to set new ordinances and to approve or disapprove. Am I clear on that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That was it. Just clarification.
If I could jump in, so a comprehensive plan by state code is the requirement. Cities are required to either approve or disapprove zoning in conformance with their comprehensive plan. So it is your guiding tool when you're making zoning decisions on property in the future, and that's why it was structured this way. Kind of back to what Haley was saying. We have a built-out community, and we're trying to establish the right direction for future development. And so as future development comes in, you can point to the comprehensive plan. You can point to the guiding principles to say, hey, this is the area where we intend to preserve the feel, the character of the area. Does this new development, does that fall in line with that overarching goal and theme for this area? If it doesn't, then it's not in compliance with the comprehensive plan, and therefore would not be appropriate. And so that's kind of the teeth that it does have. Yeah.
Question, and you may not be this far. I know this is very early or earlier on and higher level. In your assessment of Woodway population, you know, our emergency services, firemen, police, I think they do a wonderful job given the multitasking that they do, but how does that compare to comparable cities? Do you guys see us like needing to divide that up and having more dedicated to specific roles, or have you gotten that far?
We didn't do that in-depth of analysis of population and service response. Maybe Daniel will talk to this.
So there are parts in the comprehensive plan that deal with it. I think some of the idea or some of the narrative in the comprehensive plan is that there's a current level of service that is really, really done well from your police to your fire. There's a certain level of safety, a certain level of accommodation. And so really the narrative is as the city grows, as population grows, keeping pace with that level of service is sort of your minimum standard. Where you definitely want to make those decisions, but we didn't go as far as to say, okay, you know, south of 84, here's where, you know, a new fire station should be or something like that, right? That would be the next
step. And when the plan is finalized, how do items gain prioritization?
Sure. So the implementation, so Chapter 6 is arranged in three ways in order to do that. The first way is through a time. There's time categories, so I believe it's, you know, 0 to 5 years. Here's some short-term actions that you can take as a city to accomplish these goals. There's also a cost associated with it, so you can be prioritized based on, you know, hey, these are the low-hanging fruit. These are the things that you can do at a low cost. These are some of the things that you can do at a high cost. Sometimes those high-cost items you want to get started on anyway, so it shouldn't wait till the end just because they're high cost. But that is a way to prioritize. And then the third way is really talks about sort of partnerships and people as far as who would be in charge or who would be the ones to help accomplish those goals. 84 is a good example. There's multiple entities that have projects and, you know, right of way along 84. And so, you know, collaboration with TxDOT and collaboration with, ISD, those kinds of things really will help as well as far as that prioritization is concerned.
So I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Maybe to focus that question, so if you've got emergency services mm-hmm. versus additional civic areas mm-hmm. versus, you know, sidewalk, like mm-hmm. is that going to be identified and prioritized in the plan that will then have teeth as we move forward? And is that up to the various committees, the citizens? How does that play out?
That is part of it. Part of the comprehensive plan is trying to build consensus and build direction. So when we look back at some of the slides, some of the early surveys that we had were with the community saying, hey, what are some of the highest priorities? And so you start seeing that come through at the very early onset. As you read through the chapters, there's content as it relates to the different areas that we're talking about. And it talks about overarching goals, actions as they relate to those areas. And yes, kind of to answer your question, you will have to prioritize over time and figure those things out. And that's why we provide you with kind of a detailed matrix on how you could prioritize those things. So they are prioritized, but you definitely can go into more detail on which ones would be first. But again, it kind of points back to your community input to see, you know, what are the highest level things that we want to accomplish and to keep those kind of at the forefront.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have one question.
Yes.
Is in this plan any type of federal or state required decision or funding? Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, City of Waco back in the day, they had this, you know, if we get this federal funding, we can do this. Mm-hmm. But there's a catch. We have to do it in a way the federal government wants to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, in this comprehensive plan, does that completely give the Woodway city government 100% decision? Does it not? I don't know if you understand that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as federal funding, I think we've identified opportunities based on projects.
Okay,
here's a project that you could obtain federal funding for. It's been identified. I guess based on that, you would have to then pursue those federal funds for that.
You said could, not would. Okay, so that's a choice of the Woodway City government.
Whether they want to pursue it if they would like.
It's not like, well, because we have adopted this comprehensive plan, now we have to go with what the government of state or federal requires us to do.
Right.
So that's not in the plan.
No, that's correct. So, so some of the actions we would say, just for an example, I think we talk about like trail connections, or we talk about prioritizing intersections around schools. We heard from the ISD there's like kind of an unsafe intersection, and so we put as a call out box there's federal funding for safe routes to school. That's actually through TxDOT, so that would help identify those corridors and give you federal funding to close those gaps. But you don't have to do it. It's just a suggestion.
Right.
Yeah, the benefit of having it in your comprehensive plan is that it's looked on favorable as far as, you know, qualifying for those grants.
Right.
But that's about as far as it goes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
Good.
All right. Other questions or thoughts?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I think we've had discussion. The next suggested motion for me is to call for a motion on a recommendation of this plan. And I'm going to rely heavily upon you members of the commission, because I frankly don't have much knowledge of this plan. And that's due to me, I guess. I've been pretty busy, but I haven't had much knowledge. I know the acting city manager offered to meet with me and chat with me a week or two ago, 3 years ago, but I've been pretty busy and have not done so. And so I'm not real up to speed on the details of this plan from a 14,000-foot range. I like everything you just said. It's beautiful. It adds nice things to the city and continues to make it what I believe the best city to live in, McLennan County, Texas, or any other contiguous county. And I've believed that for over 45 years. And so, and I also can understand and totally endorse your concern for the unsaid restrictions that might be applied in the future that no one realizes. And then I appreciate your comments that you made, some detailed comments and thoughts about the details of the plan, which I do know, I heard several of you say, the teeth in the deal. And I do know from having been on the council for 17 years in the past at Woodway, I do know that the city administrators frequently say, well, we have to do that because it's in the comprehensive plan. That's years past, Sean, not you. We have to do that because that's our comprehensive plan. And you kind of go, no, we don't want to do that anymore. And so therefore, my concern is to make sure we know what we're doing. And of course, that really, that burden is on the council, not on us. We don't make laws here. We don't pass ordinances. But I am concerned about that. That I'll give you a live example. I'm sorry I'm talking. But I get to be the chair, so I get to do that. And so I'll give you a live example. We decided once upon a time to put an overlay down 84. Everything was zoned commercial. And we're going to change the majority of it to planned commercial. And the proponents of that said there'd be no change in a live council meeting. No change. And I asked the question, why are we doing it? Well, so we can control what happens. And I thought, well, that's a change, obviously, isn't it? And so I'm always concerned, and y'all have heard me say, that if I buy a piece of dirt in Woodway and it's zoned one way, I bought it with that intention. And I don't think you have the right to come change that without my permission. But I frequently gotten overridden for that concept. That's not the general philosophy of most people. But I'm just concerned what a 31-minute meeting that's going to have a document produced that big, that's going to have lots of stuff in it, lots of restrictions in it, and going to cost a whole lot of money. What that document's going to say regarding the future of Woodway for the next 25 years. And that concerns me. And it's because I'm ignorant and don't have much knowledge with regard to it, I don't really know. But I can say it's a great idea or a bad idea.
Well,
yes, sir.
But I would echo that in the sense that from where I'm sitting, even looking through the 100-and-some-odd page presentation, that we're being told that there's teeth that are going to guide this from now on.
Teeth.
And my perception is we're being asked to recommend something, and we really don't know what's in it. To any specific level of detail, we don't know what this may or may not produce, and I'm not sure if that's, if City Council has a better feel for that. It just seems like we're ushering in a project and saying yes to it, and that's kind of what my question was, is how does this stuff get prioritized out? Because I don't want to be on record voting for something that then comes back and there's a lot of little details that either haven't been presented yet or haven't been decided yet.
Yes.
it has a perception to me of voting for something and we don't know the details.
So I guess this
is my question. May I ask a question? Have you gentlemen been provided with the whole plan? Have you been given the whole plan? Did somebody send you the whole plan to review?
No. I don't think we have. I'm looking around at the faces, and it's on the computer, they say. Okay.
He's on Deadstone.
Is that what's on there today?
I mean, there was a 108-page attachment, and there was a previous email on 223, but I don't believe it's a comprehensive plan. It was a one- or two-page attachment at the time.
Yeah.
And then we received, with today's agenda, as I mentioned, there's 100 and some odd page Woodway Forward comprehensive plan draft 2023. So are we pushing forward a draft?
It's a draft.
It's sent as a draft because if you, the thought was a month ago that if you had comments, we could still have those applied.
But if this is the first time we've seen it, it's hard to
we'd have to read
make comments on it.
When did you receive it? When did you receive it today? Is that the first time?
Last Thursday. Last Thursday.
Okay. So, are you saying that, and I agree with you, I wouldn't want to vote on anything I haven't had a chance to look at, but are you saying you would rather take some time and look at it before you vote? Because you kind of know what's in that plan.
Well, I would love to take some more time to be able to look at it, but with questions posed to the professionals that put it together and very nondescript answers, if they don't have the answers, I'm pretty sure they're not in here and I'm not going to find them. Agreed. So I don't mind putting the time in.
Thank you.
Agreed.
But there's a lot of unknowns here.
What answers do you feel like you're not getting an answer, or what questions do you feel like you're not getting?
Well, I mean, there's a map for rezoning in here. We're P&Z. I think we would want to take a hard look at that and see exactly where those lines fall. I think it takes up half a page of one slide. I think if we're going to push forward with significant funds for the next multiple decades, that we would want to know, at least I would want to go back to my question of how are we prioritizing emergency services over civic centers or not over civic centers?
Can I speak really quickly? Just want to make a clarification. It's not a map for rezoning. It's a future land use map for Highway 84 corridor. And I do want to say the reason why things would come up in the past and people will say we can't do that because of the comp plan is because you had a land use plan that you had to stick to. But what we've done is implement place types, which we are more than welcome for you guys to kind of sit on that and read the plan and come with questions, because it gives you more flexibility. It gives you more flexibility that if someone were to come in, they don't have to stay to only, you know, only commercial that looks like this. We've given you guys more flexibility because that's what we have heard would be more appropriate for the city of Woodway.
I appreciate that. And maybe I'm making an assumption, but I believe the genesis of this was what we laid out on the table months and months ago and looked at an overlay. Mm-hmm. Is that the genesis of the rezoning here?
Correct.
And how much of that translated into, like, what's the before and after? Do we have those comparison maps? Because are we not changing the zoning?
This plan is, no, it is not a rezoning. This is land use.
A really great point that's been in my back of my mind. I'm mostly going to ask the question, like I do sometimes, that why am I looking at this? Why am I sitting here in planning and zoning looking at this comprehensive plan that's going to affect where a civic center might be, or whether flowers are going to be, or whether this is going to be, or that's going to be, when my job is about planning and zoning?
Correct.
And yet you're only got a little section about that, and I kind of like to know what those details are.
And yes, because my understanding for, again, maybe it's a bad assumption, but the genesis was the map that was laid out, and here's future use, and there were some items up for, you know, maybe it's mixed use commercial versus we had, I'm going to say, three tiers of strata, and within those we were putting multiple layers. right? So if it's commercial, is it office only versus whatever, manufacturing? As I recall, there were additional layers we were going to put within each strata, and I can't see what the before and after is. And to your point earlier, if it's no change in zoning, what are we voting on?
Right.
So I'm here to a little bit rescue Kimberly Horn for questions that I think aren't fairly posed to them.
Well, we're not attacking
you. I didn't get that.
We're just asking questions about what they're asking us to do.
I think it's exactly right to ask these questions. Let me give you a little bit of kind of where you fit in our charter, section 13.3. This is the powers and duties of this commission. The Planning and Zoning Commission shall have the power, and it shall be its duty, to make and recommend the adoption a master plan as a whole or in parts for the future development and redevelopment of the municipality and its environs, and shall have the power, and it shall be its duty, to prepare a comprehensive plan and ordinance for zoning the city in accordance with what used to be chapter 283. It's now chapter 213.
Can you push pause right there? Did you just say P&Z is in charge of making a plan?
It's of adopting the plan.
You used the word
not recommending.
Well, the way we accomplish that is by recommending to council for its approval. That's why the duty falls to the council, is because that's been in our
I don't know that we made this plan.
No.
Or saw it before Thursday. I mean, just full disclosure.
Can you address that to make sure that people understand staff did their job?
Not questioning that at all.
Please, with your pads, if you did get an email February 23rd, because the draft was sent to all of council and all of, according to the staff, once the EDC committee approved the draft, it was sent in an email form to your email address that we have on record. So if that didn't work, let us know and we'll correct that. But I've got the copy of the email sent February 23rd at 4:07. So
I do have an email on February 23rd. It does have an attachment. It's a two-page attachment on said firm's letterhead.
Okay.
I don't see anything other than two pages.
I'll check on that tomorrow. But I can't check on today, but that should have been when that attachment went out. Did you have some?
Okay. So with that, all I want to put forward is it falls to this commission to approve and make your recommendation. Obviously, nobody expects you to come in and do this work independently. That's the reason that Kimberly Horn was hired and brought on, has worked so diligently to take the year it's taken to bring this to you. I think it's a perfectly fair question to say if you need more time, not to rush a vote. And so your options as far as you're posted are certainly to take action this evening, if that's what you're prepared to do, or to table this, take some time, compile your questions as you've gone through the report, now that you kind of see what all is on the table and maybe at stake, and come back at a future meeting, and we can approve the plan then. We're not on a timeline that's so strict that this needs to go to council at the next meeting.
I have a question, because I think I want to make sure I heard what you read there correctly, Mr. Shaw, and that is the P&Z has the job to approve in whole or in part this plan. So it sounds like they could approve part. If they have a concern about a certain part relative to zoning, for instance, they could not approve that portion and approve the rest of it. Am I correct in understanding that?
I think in theory, I think that's right.
Okay.
And to Mr. McKenzie's question, in the way that this would work in practice, and I've asked to pull up a map, and so as we're thinking what Woodway might look like in 25 years, and how it might affect our services. Obviously, where are we going to want the services to be close to major residential areas? And so one of the ways we accomplish that is by deciding where we're going to build out residential areas. Now, you have to think the laws and the rules that govern comprehensive plans are designed for places like ours that are landlocked and pretty well built out. That actually makes our job easier. But they're also designed for places that are essentially currently open pastures and extraterritorial jurisdictions that have yet to be built or planned or developed in any sense. And so if that were the case, what you would want to do is think about where you want to cluster high-density living areas and low-density living areas, places that might have 24-hour industrial, round-the-clock, three-shift type work versus your commercial enterprises that are going to be open primarily during normal business operating hours. And then the city would take out of that comprehensive plan, it would develop up in the way that it should. And accordingly, as its development grew, we would place infrastructure that needs to be where infrastructure needs to be. We would plan services where services need to be. We'd put firehouses, police stations, those kinds of things where they need to be according to the plan. So the plan doesn't decide or dictate what lots or parcels those facilities are going to be. It doesn't dictate where we're going to run utility lines, whether it's going to be a 6-inch, 12-inch, or 24-inch line. It doesn't dictate that level of specificity. What it does is help us look a generation ahead and think 25 years from now, where do we need to concentrate our people or not concentrate our people so that we can give them the utilities, the services, and the protections that they need. So that's how they tie together. This plan's not the map that's going to be the utility map, but it's going to help us decide where we're going to need more or less utilities, more or fewer services, those kinds of things. Is that better? Get to your question.
It's helpful. Thank you, for starter. And maybe it's just the way I'm wired, and it's okay with everybody else, and that's fine too. But to say, like, even to your point about, so are we just voting essentially that Woodway is agreeing to do something different than we're doing now because none of the details are lined out, or not many, if any, are lined out. So maybe I get hung up on what exactly are we voting on, because it seems to be a work in progress and there's a good bit of unknown.
And Kim Lee Horn's accounted for that for you by making this a draft. It is capable of being revised as different iterations of this grow before this council and before the city council, this commission and the city council. I can't speak to what you should do, but I trust the wisdom of this council not to vote on a plan it hasn't had sufficient time to review or believes it needs more time now that it has the information that Kim Lee Horn's provided, that we've provided, that you know what you're looking at and why you're looking at it. You may be better served to make a wise and prudent decision given a little extra time.
So my biggest question is, there again, I said this once before, is this only a suggestion or will this be a requirement in the future? Or are we going to get into situations where they say, well, we're in this plan, now you're going to have to do this? Or they were going to say, well, we're in this plan, now you might want to think about doing this, but you're not required to do it. So there's a big problem, there's a big catch. Personally, I like Woodway like it is, and I like to have improvements, of course, you know. But I don't want to be in a city where they're going to say, well, you know what? These other cities are cutting their fire and their police a little bit. I think you need to cut yours back a little bit. We got too much money going into this.
This has nothing to do with that. Yeah.
But it can't. Believe me, it can't. So I'm just saying that if this is only a suggestion and it's just a cloud in the sky, and it's saying, look at all these nice things that you can have in your city if you choose to do this, I don't see any problem with it. But if it's something that somebody gets on down the road and says, well, I want to do that, well, no, wait a minute. You're on this plan, and this plan's already been adopted. You're going to have to do it that way. So that's what I'm thinking. That's the only black and white I see right there.
And naturally, as an attorney, I see nothing but gray. And so, yes, absolutely, the adoption of a comprehensive plan creates some obligations for the city, for the commission, for the councils, for the citizens. The failure to adopt a comprehensive plan is also a choice that carries with it obligations and decisions and duties of the city and the citizens. And so there's no way to respond fully to that question about what all a comprehensive plan does and doesn't do that wouldn't become kind of mired in the weeds. The point is, without a comprehensive plan, you can't pass zoning rules. So if you don't want to build, you know, a Toys R Us next to someone's house, you're going to have zoning rules about what kinds of businesses can be built where. And if you want a zoning rule, you're going to have a comprehensive plan that those zoning ordinances are consistent with. So this is not a zoning ordinance. But out of this, you decide zoning ordinances. Are your zoning ordinances consistent with this plan and what you're overall trying to do?
I kind of get most of everything you said, except that, when I look at the map of Woodway, and as you, some have said, Woodway's built out. The only new subdivision is this one down here at Post, Starlight, is that what they call it?
Yeah, Haberman's.
And, I mean, that's the only new subdivision. The there was one on the other side of Old McGregor that was a prime piece of geological work over there. That, that's a positive statement. It's not a negative, but that's pretty well already kind of filled up with houses. And so I when you start talking about change and not wanting to put a Target store next to your residential house, where's that going to be at?
Well, for example, let's
There's
say
not
I want
a place for that.
Well, but what if a resident wanted to take their home and turn it into an office building?
Wait a minute, it's zoned R1.
If you don't have a comprehensive plan, you don't have zoning.
We already have it zoned R1.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to change
it. I mean, unless we sit here and nod and agree to change it from R1 to a commercial, it's not going to go there.
Well, I guess my understanding of your question is to do away with a comprehensive plan in toto. What you're saying is to just retain the existing comprehensive plan.
That's really not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't know what we're doing is what I'm saying to you, because, again, I look at that map right over there, and what – I'll just be candid. No plan is ever developed in life unless somebody has an agenda.
Amen.
Nobody ever wakes up and scratches their head and says, I'm going to paint all the streets green in Woodway, unless they have a reason to do that. And so there is nobody that woke up and said, we need a new comprehensive plan, unless there's a state law that's been passed that I don't know about that requires a new one. But nobody wakes up and says, we got to get a comprehensive plan, and we got to get it done by the end of March 2024. Who made that decision? What was included into the concept? Who decided those things that they wanted? Because when you look at that map, the city is developed out. Those green spots are industrial. Those blue spots are residential. And it's built out. Now, you might not like some of the stuff that's down 84 in the business district between Loop 340 and Estates. You might not like some of that. Maybe some of that's industrial and it's sitting on Gravel Parkway. But on the other side of the street, some really nice stuff that's built into where those banks and things are over there. And so, but you know those guys that put that stuff over there originally, that was legal to do it, and they did it. And now you want to say, no, we're going to put an overlay over that, and you can't sell your property because the new owner will have to do this, this, and this, which then just took away his value of property. And so that's one question, you know, that comes to my mind, is that somehow somebody woke up and said, we're going to change Woodway, and we're going to come up with a new comprehensive plan. And if it was simple, like, let's have a senior citizen place, or let's have some more youth ball fields, or let's do this, I'm all for it. But if it's, we're going to change the R1 housing to some other level because we really think that's better for Woodway, well, I'm not so sure about that. The most of us here really think and believe that Woodway is the best place in this county to live. And the major problem that Woodway has, the major problem, is water.
Yes.
Yep. It's the major problem. In 50 years, we will not have well water. and we're all going to be turning our spigots on and not having water. And I didn't see anything about water and comprehensive plan or any concept to that. And so I don't know what we addressed. I don't know why we're changing it. And I don't know why I have to do it right now. And I'm not trying to be anything other than a volunteer who's lived here more than half my life.
Well, I can appreciate all those concerns. None of them are ones that I know the answers to. As the city attorney, my role is to help you guys through the process.
I got it. I appreciate you for that.
And so I know that those thoughts and those concerns are directed beyond me, past me, and around me. But I would say that concerns about infrastructure and growth and needs.
I appreciate you jumping up to defend the situation, because I don't think city attorney's job. You didn't come up with this idea. Mm-hmm. You didn't propose this. You just got it dumped on your desk, and you're here trying to defend it, so I won't be so negative. That's what you're trying
well,
to do.
Well, I live here, so I care about if we have water in 50 years, too. I'm not here to defend this plan.
Yes,
I think the question that was raised is, why are we doing it? And that answer is addressed in the ordinances. That's what this commission is tasked with. Now, yes, who chose this time to do it? It wasn't me. But somehow this ball got rolling, and the decision falls to you to be informed, thoughtful, considerate, and wise in what you decide. And that I can't tell you how to do. I have to rely on your collective wisdom and ability to garner your own decisions and your own thoughtful questions and asking the right questions of the right parties to be able to answer those and address those to ultimately decide whether we go with this plan, some version of this plan, keep the old plan, or do with no plan whatsoever.
Well,
those are your choices.
Okay. Last, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to make anybody mad at this stage of my life. And I mean every one of those words. But this nice commission member has had some health problems, has been out a meeting or two. You zip an email in on a city-owned iPad to a city email, and then expect her to read 109 pages and study it and know every detail of it, or me to do that, or any one of them to do that, and think that, well, you got notice, we emailed it to you. I mean, I just don't agree with that. I've had enough to say. Go ahead, sir.
To Mr. Obrey earlier, there is a link in here on the February email. It's not accessible by me, might be by others. So just full disclosure, I think your people did what, you know. But I do also tend to agree that this is a little deeper than a normal agenda item. And maybe not necessarily for Mr. Shaw, but who's funding the project to pay Kimley and Horn? Is it the city of Woodway paying for that?
About
the city.
I would say it's been at least 3 years in the making of this comprehensive master plan. Former council members who are no longer here tried to do it as a committee level work. They were the, I forgot if it were the ordinance committee or the EDC committee. And it got so much work that it was decided then by that committee to request the council, and I'm not exact on the dates, but the council to hire a consultant that ended up being Kimley Horn to do this overlay district. They've been under contract it was going to be like a 4 to 6 month project that has turned into a 1 year project. And I get all the heavy lifting, and I get the difficult topics and the timeline. But the process of completing the draft from the EDC committee, well, going from an internal work and transition to hiring a professional firm to come in and help the city to do this with the blessing of the council who funded it, here we are today. And if and I agree with what the city attorney said and Chairman Kroll said. If y'all aren't comfortable, we're not trying to twist your arm to do it. If you need more time or you're just totally against it, that's okay. My communication to y'all is we are not allowed to spend this kind of money on the blind.
Never thought it was a
set. No, but I just want to be open and transparent about the process. We were asked to hire a consultant. We gave them a scope of work that was approved by the council for the funding. That work has been completed. It is now to be reviewed to take the natural next step, which is to ask y'all to make a recommendation or not. And that's okay, but this is the process. If you need more time, that's fine. If you don't want to do it, that's fine too. I just wanted to say the staff did what it was tasked and asked to do. Sure. And I know you're not accusing us of not doing it, but I want the opportunity to say it in this meeting, in this forum. We did what we were asked to do when we were asked to do it, and this is where we're at today.
Thank you for that. Do you know if the attachment on the 23rd is the same thing that's attached to our agenda today? Are those the same?
It should be, but okay. I don't have access to that, and I don't have the people here that sent that to be able to.
It's verified. Okay, so then, and sorry, I'm going to say two more things, and I will stop. I think one is, you know, may appreciate the presentation for sure. You stood up and it's like, we address water. I don't know, and again, I'm not fully versed in all 100 pages to Mr. Cole's, and even if I did, I'm sure we would all have questions, but I think that's at least a couple of us shared concern is we're tasked with the zoning for the future. We heard that it's not going to change zoning, and then maybe that it is. Is that a future vote where we do a specific zoning overlay after this wheel starts turning? Does that get put back to us for an overlay, for enhanced zoning, if you will, or updated zoning? Do we know that? Or once this ball is rolling, it's on its own?
So the portion that is for the 84 corridor, where it goes into more detail, is not zoning. It is a guidance, land use guidance for the area. If there is future zoning, that will be your obligation is to be in accordance with that zoning. That's really simply what a future land use plan does.
But that's my concern is that we pass something and then something gets put before us.
Correct.
And you're like, well, that was in the overall plan.
Correct.
So you guys really have to vote this way now.
Correct.
But at this time in present day, we don't even know what that overlay is.
Yes, and we've heard that throughout the process. And I think one of our objectives throughout the process have been to not make it as prescriptive as it used to be. So one of the major changes from the previous comprehensive plan, which was done in 2004, was it called out an area for commercial as an example. I'm just using that as an example. But what that obligated is that any property within that commercial area that would come in under zoning that was different from commercial would not be allowed and would not be in accordance. The difference now is that it is kind of one layer higher where it is a general description of a general area. So generally it's commercial, but it would allow other uses, and it goes into that as well. So I think one of the things is since you haven't read the plan, you're not familiar with it, it's really hard to kind of understand how that would work. So I would encourage to take some more time and read through it to make sure that it's doing that. But that was the objective, is to be less prescriptive of each area, but be more general when it comes to the place types. So generally, it would accommodate commercial uses, but it would also accommodate other things. And again, that goes back to the description of those place types when you get to that section in the comprehensive plan.
Okay, so and maybe I'm simple-minded. I'm not
sure. Let me offer it to you this way. This is a big document, and we didn't eat it in one day either. We can offer to work with you in groups or in workshop settings, and we can go through each chapter in future meetings and work through this. Or if you just say, not interested, not going to take a position, we'll have to get with the city attorney and see how that implicates in. But the two things we're trying to do is they're ready to move on. But you can hear Daniel, hey, they're not trying to push you. But we at a staff level, we want you to be comfortable in understanding of what you're looking at. So we can easily schedule future workshops, working with you individually, however you want to do it. That's what we're here for. So we can start at chapter one when y'all are ready.
Yeah,
and that might give you a better understanding of like you're asking. What are we changing something? What are we changing? What are we looking at? What implications will that have on future zoning?
As one member, I personally think that'd be beneficial. Mr. Cole may be in the same boat. I don't want to speak for our other council members here on P&Z, but that would be tremendously helpful for me. Is generally when I see something in business that's this extensive, there is somebody to kind of walk you through the high points. And ma'am, you only have 15 minutes. I'm not knocking that. You flew through it. That's great. But to have the magnitude and sir, as you mentioned, like it's less restricted than it could be, but it's more restrictive than where we are now. And my concern is, where do those teeth pop up? Mm-hmm.
I like this idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a big deal. It may not be a big deal, but I think it's a big deal. And it could be a big deal for future generations also. And it could be a big deal that's going to really improve, and it's going to be wonderful for Woodway, or it could be a disaster for Woodway in the future. I don't know. Nobody knows that. But I think at this moment, at this time, we met here and we really weren't prepared for this big deal. So I think if it was me, and I would be more than happy to make the motion, but I would make a motion to put it on the table. I would not vote to approve it. I would put it on the table. I'm not saying no, but I would put it on the table. Let us investigate, you know, a little bit more, just to get in our minds of a satisfaction in our minds what we feel comfortable voting for, rather than just vote for something and then say, I guess I did, you know. Maybe that's a mistake.
I know the city secretary likes to use the word postpone, so what is your, how do you want this to move forward?
How would you want the motion to be made?
I like the word table.
If y'all are through with the discussion, I think we've got an idea where y'all want to go with this, and want to make a motion to table this until a future date. That's all you have to do.
We'd look for that motion from you to.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we table this for a future.
I'll second.
Any discussion from other members? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. That issue's tabled. And what I'd propose to you is we need to have some work sessions.
Yes.
And I don't really like the idea of doing one-on-ones, because if you educate him really well, that's wonderful. But then I'll be asking stupid questions to you. And so we need to have some work sessions where we, and it's going to take more than one, because you're not going to cover 109 pages.
We didn't either. So not a problem. We'll get with the staff and get some dates.
Well, it's been a long-term project, you know, so it's something to really think about pretty seriously. Yeah. And I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, thank you,
staff. We really appreciate your work. You've done a wonderful job.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful idea to have, I mean, I love Woodway, and to have a plan that preserves the integrity and the charm and the character of Woodway, to have a plan, it sounds very enticing to me. I want a skeleton that gets fleshed out as a dynamic plan that can be fleshed out as Woodway changes and maybe the things grow. But I agree. I after listening to y'all, I was thinking, yeah, that is so true. We want a skeleton. We don't want a fully formed Frankenstein that is going to.
Sure.
Be so restrictive,
right,
that we can't really create. We all agree of what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want the Woodway that's pretty much like it is now, but just better in.
Well, we are very, very proud of this plan, and one of the reasons is because it's very different from any other plan, any other comprehensive plan that we've done for this specific reason, that we heard that the previous plan was very restrictive and was creating issues. You know, it's a 20-year-old plan, so that's one thing, but it was creating issues with being overly specific, kind of not the skeleton, but the Frankenstein. And so the goal, one of our main goals of this plan was to sort of back that off as far as we could to help build that skeleton, a really good skeleton, that then you can move forward and implement. I'm sorry.
I just want to say all the things that you have said here tonight, we've heard during this process, and I would love to sit down with you guys and walk through the plan because we really feel like it does capture those comments. And I think it would be more clear than a 15-minute presentation, to your point, 100%. And if there are any gaps, we are welcome to hear that so we can make sure that, like, it is still a draft. So if there are those comments, we can apply those.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And can I ask a question of Sean and David Shaw? Can you give a little more explanation as to why we need this comprehensive plan? Because there is some value and some reasons for having it. It's not just a good idea. It's something that we need.
Well, I think it's more of a me question than a David question, so I'll let him off the hook really easy. Normally, when you have a comprehensive master plan, you do a revision or update 15, 20 years for sure. So we're hitting that timeline now. But this was a desire of a previous council to do a revision.
Questions by anybody?
And I'll say if you guys start to read it, I can provide at least my contact information as questions come up. Feel free to contact me, feel free to email me. We did that with the EDC committee, and I tried to be as responsive as possible to help throughout the just reading process of the plan prior to the workshops.
Can I ask you, so there's, and I keep referring to this 108 pages, is that the extent of the report? Is this a summary of some sort, or is this all the details are embedded in what we have currently?
There's an appendix that has all the details.
It's in here also.
Oh, okay. Yep. So then, yes, it is the full plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? I'm going to go to item 5. Update from the building official regarding current PUD projects.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now on to more exciting things, the PUD report. I think, Amy, do we have? No, we don't. It's on the end of this. So I will just go through the PUD report for you. You should all have it in the back of your packet. So Lakes of Heather Run, phase one. 23 lots total. We have 2 open building permits with there 7 lots available with a 61% completion rate. Lakes of Heather Run phase 2, there's 20 lots total. We have 7 lots with new COs since you've last seen this report, and 8 lots are available vacant. That's a 35%. Lake Forest phase 1, 0 open building permits, 26 lots, COs, and that is 100% complete. That's phase 1, Lake Forest. Lake Forest addition phase 2, we have 3 open permits, 55 lots with certificates of occupancy, and 4 lots are still available. So that's a 89% completion rate. Lake Forest phase 3, 37 lots total. We have 1 open building permit, 28 lots. Have CO, so you'll notice there's a lot of houses that got completed in this last 6 months. 8 lots are still available, so we're at 76% at Lake Forest Phase 3. Badger Ranch Phase 1, of course, we have no change. There are 3 lots still available. Badger Ranch Phase 2, there is no change with 1 lot available. It's a 97%. The Branch, we know it's been built out for a while, but 34 lots and they're 100% complete. They have been for a year or so. Tanglewood, phase 1A, 86 lots total, in the first phase. We have 13 current open building permits. 33 lots have got their certificate of occupancy in the last 6 months, quite a few houses. There are still 40 lots available, and that's at 38% complete. Tanglewood Phase 1B, 64 total lots. We have 17 open building permits right now, 16 certificates of occupancy, and there's 33 lots available. So they're at about, they're 25%. They got a little bit of ways to go on Phase 1B. Now, Westlake, we have seen no movement over there, but there's 42 lots available. We have no open permits right now.
Why is that? Why is that stalled?
They haven't built any houses yet. Oh no, I don't know. They haven't come to us to build any houses yet.
What, Joe? Where is that?
Westlake. It's down here by the lake. If you turn on
gated community.
Oh yeah, yeah. Gated community down there by the lake.
Gotcha.
I know where the lake is. I was pointing to the lake on the picture. The lake.
I was with you
on the picture. Anybody have any questions about the PUD report?
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Any staff updates?
Oh, I do actually have an update. This is not an update, but it's a clarification. And I think after deep thought and pondering on the lighting requirements for the city, I think the question that was asked, I think there was some confusion on my side of what you're asking. Yes, there are light requirements. We have the dark sky requirements, and some of the other zones do have a little tighter rules to them, but I thought you meant the location of the pole. So basically, we can't send light onto a residential property. So we still fall under dark sky. I apologize. It's completely my fault. I want everybody to know it was my fault.
No?
Okay. Anyway, I did want to make sure, because it did seem like after I thought about it, we're like, yeah, there was definitely some confusion about my response. So there are light rules for commercial properties. Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Any other business? I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign. We're adjourned.
Aye, sir.